was made on hemp paper. Thomas Jefferson had hemp fields. Let me tell you all the things organically grown hemp yields. Jack Herring tried to tell us the news. We can even use the seeds to improve our food. Build homes in the future made straight from hemp. No heat bill costs, so we save on rent.
Free will in the mix, hemp shirt, hemp kicks. Keep my gear earth conscious, let's go down the list. Its fibers are the strongest, products last the longest. Change our whole infrastructure, hemp will never wrong us. Obviously it's the plant that can raise our whole economy. If we open our minds to see, build your house insulated organically. That's real talk, homie, that's no fantasy.
Plant the seed, we got a world of
free. Hi, this is Christina Tobin here, and you're joining the Free and Equal Network. We've got Jay Brave with the Luminaries today. Say hi, Jay Brave, to all of our listeners.
Hey, what's going on, family?
Cool to have you. We were just talking a little bit before the interview, and I wanted all of our guests, for those who don't know about you and what you stand for, Luminaries, Free and Equal Elections, we really connected with you in the Liberty Movement. And sometime last year, I really heard a lot about you guys. And I want all of our listeners out there to get a better understanding of what Luminaries, you know, is, and what kind of music and who you are as an individual and the things that you do. So please, the floor is all yours.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really thankful that we were chosen to be a part of the Free and Equal United We Stand Festival in May at UCLA. I mean, it seems like a very amazing event with so many awesome artists and speakers and organizations involved to make change through politics and through music and through art and through culture and combining all the forces for the greater good. And I think that's kind of what we're about. You know, Luminaries is a conscious hip hop collective based out of Venice Beach, Los Angeles, California. We've been doing our thing for like 8 years. We come from a place of activism. We come from a place of, you know, working with homeless and at-risk youth in the inner cities of LA as mentors. And we connected in that facet many years ago, and we realized, you know, we had an affinity to music and realized we want to share our message beyond working on the one-on-one level, but to the world through our musical expression, which is hip hop. And we were also involved with the movement back in the day called the South Central Farm, which was all about, you know, raising awareness for this plot of land in South Central LA that was basically a community garden space. So we connected there doing activism. I actually threw a one-day festival that was raising funds and creating awareness for what's happening there. And, you know, through our efforts in the community, we became a group and started sharing our message on a greater level.
Well, that's awesome. Definitely a good start there. And I just wanted to get, you know, the listeners a little more familiar with you as an individual. And I recently interviewed Immortal Technique and other musicians. You know, that gentleman, Immortal, does some great things on the side, aside from the music, of building orphanages or an orphanage in Afghanistan. And I was looking through your notes here, and it just stuck out when I was reading through here of your background. And of course, with Luminaries and everything you said, it looks like here you worked for 7 years as a counselor with homeless and at-risk youth. And I was just curious if you could tell us a little bit more about that, how it's influenced your work or the individuals that you perform with Luminaries. If you do that together, I think that's something that really is neat and inspiring that you have done for such an extended period of time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm really proud of that work. I think it's more like 8 years now. I'm currently kind of more focused on music this year. But even as of last year, my last project I did with the youth was at a youth center in Santa Monica called the Pico Youth and Family Center that pretty much targets a lot of the young people in that community. There's a kind of a, you know, there is a rate of young people out there joining gangs in Santa Monica, especially in the Latino demographic. And I was working in the youth center. We made a hip hop compilation album, and it was called The Union, you know, and it was all about making like music that was inspirational, real, genuine, and very much themed in the hip hop vibe. And I basically produced the whole project and we released it as a compilation with all these young people on it. And I'm really proud of that piece of work. In the past, I've worked with
Excuse me for interrupting, but I believe Immortal Technique performed at that, right? That was pretty cool.
I don't think he wasn't on that record, but I know that he was affiliated with that center at some point. Maybe
he
did a workshop with them, or he might have popped in and, you know, connected, because they do have different people come in and out doing different things, working with the young people in that community. And I do recall that he may have, you know, been involved with that center at some point.
Okay, yeah, he played at that fest to save South Central Farm Fest. So, okay, cool. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, yeah, no. And in the past, you know, I used to work at a youth center called My Friend's Place. I was like really where it all began many years ago. And that particular organization is based out of Hollywood, and they're the most visited drop-in center in Southern California. And they're servicing a lot of young people in Hollywood, as you may or may not know. Like Los Angeles, as a metropolis, has the biggest homeless population in the whole nation. I think they were estimating it a year or two or three ago as like near 100,000 people are homeless in this particular region and county. And so a lot of those young people that are young and homeless, like between the ages of 14 and 24, you know, runaway youth, you know, they migrate to Hollywood because Hollywood represents like, you know, find your dreams and like, you know, it's LA and, you know, movies and music and entertainment. And some young people from across the country, you know, they may be living in areas that are impoverished or, you know, maybe cold in the winter and, you know, whatever situation that allowed them or made them choose to run away or become, you know, become on the streets, they sometimes and a lot of times choose to come to California. So we had a really high population of young people there, and I was basically one of the youth mentors servicing at that center, offering resources to kids that were, you know, in and out of juvenile or, you know, county facilities and jail, young people that were on and off drugs, in and out of gangs, prostituting, you know, a lot of street workers. So some of them mentally disabled as well. So like that was my role, you know, as a mentor and youth counselor. And I really feel like it helped me to sharpen my communication skills with people in general and just really offer what I felt in my heart to make a change in a more like local way. Like, how can I serve? You know, everyone wants to like, you know, save the kids in Africa, and everybody wants to like, you know, make the world a better place with the environment or whatever else their cause they feel affiliated to. But like working with the young people in my community of Los Angeles, like one-on-one, like was very fulfilling in a way that helped me to realize my path on a bigger level. So it's almost like the saying where they say, think globally, but act locally.
You guys are a pretty young group of guys. I would think 20s. I'm not really sure. I didn't look up the ages. Is that correct? Or
yeah, closer to 30s, not too far, you know.
And it really does, you know, the fact that even doing something like that for 7-8 years, it's just doing good in the world outside what it is that, you know, it seems that you guys love doing. And I thank you so much for that. I mean, it's just a perfect fit, and I feel honored to have you guys be a part of our United We Stand Festival and this movement, you know, that's here to create an alternative platform, I feel, for honest musicians that want to really educate the listeners with the lyrics and the music that you have, which is really what sets you apart and Luminaries apart from so many musicians in the world, maybe not more so within our movement. I think there's a lot in common there, but a lot of the songs that you guys have released, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about those and albums you have coming out and so on?
Yeah, no doubt. Like when I was a kid, you know, like I used to love hip hop music. My brothers used to b-boy in, you know, in Inglewood where I was born. And I remember like in the mid 80s that hip hop was like really on the rise. You know, if you recall in 1984, Los Angeles hosted the, you know, the Olympic Games in L.A., the only time, the Summer Olympics. And, you know, Lionel Richie, which happens to be, you know, he was happened to be born on my same birthday, June 20th. He was like the closing ceremony. He sung the song All Night Long. And there was a huge hip hop celebration at the Olympics around that song. And my brother was actually one of the hundreds of young people that were breakdancing at the Olympic closing ceremonies, just as a reflection of what was happening at the time. So like hip hop was very much like an influence for me and very important in my life, my family. And, you know, it's like I felt like a strong affinity to it. It was like seeing a superhero that someone that looked like you and that, you know, you had some sort of cultural identification with that was in the spotlight. And at the time, you know, it was really about like, I think the roots of hip hop music were all about, like Africa Bambaataa says, peace, love, unity, and having fun. And that's what I experienced as a young person, seeing like, you know, the early 80s and early 90s movement, which was truly really based around that community. Let's dance and let's break dance and have a good time. And I think it's kind of veered a long ways from the origins of what hip hop was originally about, you know, like uniting people in the hood ultimately. And it's kind of become like a corporate thing, at least on the radio. But there are many, many, many artists that are using their expression to convey like positive messages and positive ideas and transformational ideas, and just being genuine, just being more like, you know, let me be authentic with who I am as an artist, regardless of genre. And I feel like, you know, our first album we put out was called One. And the idea there was like, hey, how can we make, you know, instead of making an album where it's like there's a dance song and there's a club song and there's a song about a girl and there's a song about coming up and this and that, like, how do we make a hip hop album where like every song is like very positive, almost like a themed album? So we thought of calling the album One, as in like oneness, and we're all one, we're all connected, you know? And we made this themed album that was really about like all these, you know, different unique songs, like songs called Be the Change, Show the World, Peace, Surrender, you know, like Soul Play. Like every song is almost like a mantra, you know what I'm saying? Like it's almost like a lesson in itself, and we just like built upon the topic. So, you know, we have a song called Free Energy, which is all about sharing the ideas about free energy and sustainable green energy.
Gather round, the moment now, how would it all turn out? So gather round, the moment now, how would it all turn out?
Ever think what the wars are fought for? Ever dream that the world could be more? I send my life by Earth, one chance we could do it together.
There's a public outcry for people who want a better planet, and there are powers that be that let their people panic. Look at the Gulf of Japan, could they have really planned it? Heading for the iceberg like the Titanic.
Atlantic mystery, Atlantis right from history. The truth about the pyramids and ancient Mayan prophecy.
Space Odyssey, look into the anomalies, and you will find suppression of free energy technology.
A false democracy born out of a monopoly. Sacred knowledge robbery, like the towers they toppling.
No stopping free.
Jay Brain, Vito C.
Coming from the inner me.
Free energy. The oil's running dry.
Our money's burning out.
Solar panels on the roof of the White House.
Hey!
We bringing on some real change.
Water catchment system.
We collect the rain.
Time to gather round. The moment's now. I want it all turn out. And from the crowd, be the one.
Tesla perceived the earth as a conductor of acoustical resonance, and still his presence lives in the heart of visionary invention.
Over 5,000 patents censored.
Researching zero point energy, trying to get through delirium. The unified field theory of Nassim Harriman, and every day we carry in the burden of our past. Water fuel cars, we no longer need the gas.
So many solutions right here in your face. Raw earth energy, create what rejuvenates. Green walls and green roofs, grow plants on everything. Magnetic movements, don't need gas for anything. Space-rich rockets, doing our own research, paying out of pocket. Bike-powered stages, you pedal in our rocket. Fully access to techie knowledge. Green power over big profit, you can't stop it.
Ever think what the wars are fought for? Ever dream that the world could be more? I send my life by Earth, one chance we could do it together. Ever think what the wars are fought for? Ever dream that the world,
you know, we have a song about hemp and how hemp is a powerful product that we can use to help better our lives in different ways. So it's like we just want to theme an album that was as positive as possible, where every song was its own unique idea and almost mantra, and see how it would have an effect on the people. And then, you know, people really resonated with it and, you know, share with the children, and parents love it, and people, hip hop love it, people in the conscious movement, hippies like it. You know, it seems to be catching waves as more time passes. And we've been really grateful to experience, like, you know, the touring and the different shows and festivals that we performed at, because we stuck to a theme and we stuck to a message and we stuck to an intention.
And your music, you know, you sing it with a conscience, is how I feel. And I think that that's going to ignite and inspire a lot of youth and we the people throughout the nation, and beginning at United We Stand May 10th, of just, you know, having fun, but learning at the same time. You know, this is realness of what's going on in the world, but we can unite very quickly as one. And for all of our listeners out there, you know, listening today, you can see just right there why for me, it was just like, we got to have luminaries. Let's email them again. Again, it's just meant to be. And people in our circle, of course, Kimberly Gamble, Thrive, Peter Joseph, many others have brought you to my attention. And so I'm really, really humbled, excited to have you guys be a part of it. And so thank you for that. And if anybody wants to buy Luminaries music, go to Luminaries, Luminaries, as it sounds, music.com. That's correct, right, Jay Brave?
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's it. Our Facebook page too.
Luminariesmusic.com. And so about a year or so ago in January, I actually was in Bali, Indonesia. And not many people know this. After college, I bought a one-way ticket and moved to Bali for a little over 3 years or so. So my second language is Indonesian. And so living there was a truly magical time. And a little over a year ago, I walked by this table and saw a gentleman by the name of Michael Franti sitting there. So I said, "Hey, Mike, how are you?" Just real quick. And he's like, "Hey," you know, very casual, one of the local places, because I lived in Ubud when I was there for 3-4 years. And I said, "You know, I'm Christina Tobin," and told him about the debate with Larry King. He's like, "Well, great work there." And I just love the fact, you know, I'm looking at different artists, and you mentioned, of course, hip hop artists, KRS-One. I mean, it's just, I couldn't agree with you more on the hip hop side of all the different genres we tried to reach out to for this movement. All different types. It seems like hip hop has just been drawn and easier to get because of the authenticity of the lyrics, you know, just stayed so raw and real. So learning about KRS-One and Dead Prez and AA Likes all the way up to Public Enemy and different levels of Mortal, you guys. So it's cool to know that you've had inspiration there. I see Matisse Yahoo as well. He's another Franti and Matisse Yahoo I would love to have come in and just do an appearance at our fest. So definitely some great synergy there. And I just was wondering, what it was like performing. It looks like you guys travel a little bit around the world too at the Harmony Festival, Lightning and a Bottle, Earth Dance, different things like that. I think in Bali, Indonesia. The Bali Spirit Festival. I'm aware of that.
We were in Bali, Indonesia 2 years ago for the Bali Spirit Festival. And it was really magical experience because, you know, we got to bring our full band out there and share what we do on a greater level. And we were playing with Knock On Medicine for the People in Delhi to Dublin. And it's really that event, you know, is such a powerful event happening so far away that is the most impressive yoga event I've ever seen or been at. I'm not saying it's the best. I've never been to every yoga festival when the offers that, but it has such a high level of workshops and yoga and movement. And then the music is equally powerful with the world music that they're bringing in. And it was a pleasure to be out there and so far away. And it's always nice to be traveling somewhere exotic and sharing your music with a crowd of people that's on their journey. Because people that go to those type of destination events are kind of, you know, they're willing to spend the whatever $1,000 or $2,000 to travel out there and pay for the ticket and create an experience. Or maybe, you know, a big part of their life might be going to this festival, you know, whether it's domestically or internationally. And realizing that, you know, for people like, you know, it's hard to afford to go to every big event, but for an event like that, that might be what they save up for and go like for their big yearly trip. You know what I mean? That they've worked all year for, and they're going to spend a month or two somewhere traveling abroad and going to some event and seeing sacred sites. So it's really awesome to be a part of someone's like life path and life journey. And we were also blessed a few years back, I believe back in 2000, what year are we in? 2011, we went to on a 11-day cultural journey through Palestine and Israel through an organization called Sister Cities International. And their whole intention for Sister Cities International is to connect the U.S. city and an abroad city and create a trilateral connection with three cities to promote peace and unity. And the particular one we were with was with Gainesville, Florida, Kfar Saba, Israel, and Qalqilia, Palestine. And it was all about a cultural exchange of ideas. And we were emissaries amongst some of the U.S. people on board being the music. And there was a teacher that taught music. And there also was an art teacher. And there also was a politician, the mayor of Gainesville. And there were also two people on the Sister Cities team. And there also was a cameraman and the film crew. And we went out there and basically did shows at, you know, a music festival and in Ramallah, Palestine, and, you know, a youth center in Qalqilia, Palestine, and the youth center in Kfar Saba, and a college in Tel Aviv, and two clubs in Tel Aviv, and a cultural center, you know, along the way. And it was like we got to do all these amazing performances on both sides of the fence, not just on like one side of the tracks. You know, we all know about the different situations happening out there politically and economically, and the tension that's been happening for such a long time. But we got to go out there and spread our music, which was very unique and very much a privileged opportunity to do. So really cool things happen like that in our lives. And, you know, it's just, it's good to keep continuing on the mission.
And you guys are still in your 20s. I mean, it's just inspiring. And, you know, in this movement with Free and Equal, I've always had so many people say, how can you do that? That's just not possible, you know, and reforming the system and taking back our government. And I'm just like, you know, it is possible, you know, giving up's not an option, because if you give up, you become a part of the problem. And that's just not, you know, no, it's not an option. And so it's busy as the days are. I love, like I was saying before the interview, it's almost like a break for me to hop on the phone with you and just kind of talk back and forth, knowing that maybe quite a few people will listen to this in the future. But it really inspires me. It does, like this platform of overcoming the odds seemingly over and over again. And it hasn't been an easy task, you know, building this platform to bring everyone together. Oh, it hasn't. But, you know, in the end, it's so worth it, because it's just, you know, being on the phone with you now, Jay Brave, it just like gives me this energy to just really pump things up even more, you know, and doing our best to make this a successful and amazing experience as possible, beginning with the fest at UCLA this May. So I thank you so much again for being a part of that. And
yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love the connection. And I just want to share before we part ways, like, you know, just another anecdote.
I still got another question or two for you.
Okay. We'll go for it. You got it?
Sure. You know, I wanted to talk on some topics, and feel free if any of them strike you, you know, from Thrive to Sacred Geometry, raw foods, organic, you know, non-GMO, hemp, spirituality. You know, those are just some topics I want to throw out there and see what your thoughts were on them.
Yeah. Just by putting them out there, I mean, I resonate with all of them you said. I mean, you know, I think it's powerful that sacred geometry reflects like an ancient lineage of ideas and symbols that we've used to connect with ourselves. Ultimately, I feel like everything we talk about from any language of spirituality or in music and just the idea of love is bringing us closer to like loving ourselves, you know, and loving each other. And that's really what it's all about. When you break everything down and all the dogmas and all the ancient texts, it's really just about how much can we cultivate genuine love and not talk about it, not think about it, not, you know, debate about philosophies and dogmatic beliefs, but just actually loving ourselves and hugging our brothers and sisters, you know? To me, like, all the spiritual texts in the world mean nothing if I can't open up my heart and open up my arms and literally give somebody a hug. You know, if I'm closed off from the energetic connection to myself and someone else as my human family, you know? So, I think that, you know, people are learning about like that rekindling of that fire, you know, through sacred symbols, through, you know, realizing the power of living in organic foods, which is just normal food. Back in the day, it wasn't even called organic. It was just, hey, I pulled an apple off a tree, I'm gonna eat it. And people are getting back to the understanding and the power of like medicinal plants, medicinal medicines, ceremony, you know, indigenous ways and tending the fire around the circle. You know, organic farming and the power of living off the grid. And there's just so many things that are becoming more popular now in the context of mainstream because of like Facebook and because of YouTube, and, you know, our communication is becoming so much faster. So it's exciting to see like the spectrum of love and light, like expanding. And then, you know, obviously like on the other side of the spectrum, there's so many things that are negative happening that we got to keep, you know, pursuing and keep advancing towards. But yeah, certainly. I mean, I have a lot of resonance to all the different things that are helping us to get back home.
Well, we would love to have you on campus at UCLA. Sounds of Solidarity is an awesome, another young group there you guys are going to love. They have a song with the lyrics, United We Stand, in it before we even met them. And they're around the same age, maybe a little younger, early 20s, about the same, you know?
Okay.
And you know, it's just kind of cool to, we would love to have representation on campus. And what's cool, Luminary's music, for those of you who don't know, Luminary, it stands for a body or conduit that gives light, or a person who is an inspiration to others. And this band, Luminaries, is inspiring to me, and I hope it is to everybody else listening today, Jay Brave. And so luminariesmusic.com. Did you have any other plugs or anything else you wanted to save, I guess, before we hesitantly wrap up this interview.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to shout out my crew. Shout out to Free Will. Shout out to Guido Amore One, DJ Amore One. Shout out to Conscious, Benjamin. Like, we got a full band and we got three MCs in the crew. And so we get down on multiple ways. We're part of an emblem that I run called Lufan Pro, which is like a production emblem and also a label. So we're developing that as an idea and concept. And we currently do this event every Wednesday in Santa Monica at a club called Zanzibar called Luminous Movement. And it's all about bringing like positive music to the club, you know, and bringing like the positive, fun energy, you know, bringing in different artists and DJs and live acts into the atmosphere of a nightclub and creating that atmosphere on a consistent basis. So check that out, Luminous Movement at Zanzibar in Santa Monica. I'm also producing an event and visioning it right now and creating it called Benevolence Festival. And it's going to be like a bigger expression for the music and the arts and holistic vibrations and yoga and all the cool things that helping people grow, sustainability projects and visionary artworks and all kind of cool stuff. So check that out. You can hit up on Facebook, Benevolence Festival. And we're putting out a new album this year called Seconds of Solace. That's the running title right now. It could change, but that's kind of what we're running with right now. So look out for that soon. And we're really excited about the Festival of May, United We Stand. And we're thankful that Free and Equal decided to have us on and be a part of the team. So we're really grateful and we'll see everybody soon.
The feeling is so mutual. We look forward to hopefully seeing you on campus there. I know interviews are lining up at UCLA Radio. Student group leaders are rising and, you know, helping to promote the event. We're giving give them free tickets in return, which supporters have just donated to them. And I definitely look forward to connecting every one of you and any other musicians through you guys, whether it's Michael Franti, Nako, Matisya, who you performed with. I mean, this is how this movement's been built. You know, selling out's not an option, through connections and helping each other out. And so I definitely am so happy that we connected, and I look forward to talking to you more after the interview. So thank you, Jay Bray, for your time today.
Hey, give thanks.
Peace to all. And thank you so much, everyone. As always, terima kasih, as they would say in Bali, Indonesia. Thank you so much for your time today, and peace and love to all. Till next time, you're joining the Free and Equal Network. Take care. Krishnaya te namaha.
Yes, I. This song is called Be the Change. Inspired by the words of Mahatma Gandhi, who lived for peace and not violence, and told us to be the change we wish to see in the world. Freedom's calling, I feel the fire that's deep inside us. Everybody wants change, but tell me who will guide us. To the leaders that pass away, put up your lighters. It's a beautiful struggle, but it cannot divide us. We're the ones that we've always been waiting for. See yourself in the mirror and open up the door. Walk through it and feel the love throughout your pores. Be the light, life's purpose is to feel joy. Metaphysical, lyrical, standing up for truth. The only one to make change is walking in your shoes. Be the example, don't complain about the news. Making music and serving the world with the loo. Now you can be the same, or you can be to change, find strength from inside, break through the chains. No one to blame, nothing to prove. You create your reality, it's up to you.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Like Gandhi, live for peace.
Aspire to be
someone who fights for the beliefs. Like Martin Luther King.
Aspire to be
that love,
that light,
like Christ.
Live life
for the moment and need.
And if you believe
in Jehovah,
Allah,
Buddha,
Krishna,
it's love to me.
My soul yearns for peace in a world that's flooded with war. History's littered with bodies scarred, trying to settle the score and maintain an archaic platform of power and greed. People fight for land out of survival and need. So I'm killing my television and I'm planting a seed to fill my head with knowledge that I'm seeing received. Due to the media propaganda killing my creed. Oh, what don't kill me make me stronger, feeling strength when I bleed. Fight for interest before it's attached to feet. They try to sell you anything in this world, nothing for free. Land, air, fire, and water, they keep up in the ante while the anti-proletariat hold the powers to be. But we keep fighting, surviving and thriving, recycling and rhyming. We constantly incline it. We see through the lying and prying. They tactically keep trying to keep you from asking the why and what.
Change that you wanna see in the world. Like Gandhi, live for peace.
Aspire to be
someone who fights for the beliefs. Like Martin Luther King.
Aspire to be
that love,
that light,
like Christ.
Live life
for the moment in need.
And if you believe
in Jehovah,
I
possibilities, creating organizations like Aspire to Be, inspiring young minds to see, building life skills, nurturing creativity, fulfilling the youth's basic needs, listening actively, teaching the tools to succeed, positive role models we plant the seed, the roots drink the water which feed the trees, someone help me, giving back is my responsibility,
be the change that you wanna see in the world, like Gandhi lived for peace,
Aspire to Be,
someone who fights for the beliefs, like Martin Luther King,
Aspire to Be,
that love,
that light,
like Christ,
live life,
for the moment in need,
and if you believe,
in Jehovah,
Allah,
Buddha,
Krishna,
it's love to me.
Aspire to be.